My neighbors just got chickens again.
Did they?
Yeah.
How fun is that?
Oh, it's so fun.
Do they have roosters or just chickens?
No, I think they're just chickens.
Oh. Huh! You'll be fine. You can listen to their bird fucking sounds or egg songs.
And I listen to all their dog sounds, too, but they listen to mine, so it's okay. We're all making sounds. You know what I mean?
I do.
I always make sounds.
You're making sounds right now. Making a lot of fucking sounds over there.
I really would like for us to
invest in new
cash in that Patreon money at some point. Get a new fucking arm.
Girl, you buy it, I will fucking send you the money from PayPal.
Right? I should. I remember looking up like some that you could like move around while you talk and stuff and it doesn't fuck up the sound, and they were like $1,000 each, and I was like, we will never be there.
Oh God.
Even if we were there, I'd be like, not those.
Even if we were there, I feel like I couldn't spend $1,000 on a mic.
Yeah, I know,
I'm
right?
Keep outside in a shed.
Too fucking cheap. Yeah. Honestly.
Let's go with like the $200 ones.
This whole shed is pieced together on a prayer.
It literally, yeah. And it's held together by like duct tape and sticks. Faith.
Everybody's like, you know, for $10 more, it goes on smoother. And we're like, chunky's fine. I like a chunky.
God damn!
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah.
He's a fucking liar.
We just talked for like an hour and a half about how it's not going that great.
Oh my God. Everything is insane right now.
Everything is a fucking nightmare.
I feel like it progressively is just getting more and more insane. So I'm just like, I was telling Aaron, I'm like emotionally numb.
Yeah?
Like I just am like, okay, like I don't want to do this thing in particular, but like I'm not going to kill myself so that it goes smoothly. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't care. I will show up to the event.
Yeah.
And I will move my arms, and then I will go lay back in my bed, recharge.
Where I want to be.
Show up at the next event and move my arms. And these events are like T-ball.
Right.
Fucking barbecue.
We just moved the PlayStation into our room. We have the Switch in there, TV in there, and we just moved the PlayStation in there
from
the living room.
Never have to leave your bed.
Yeah, literally. I was like, hell yeah, we could put the mini fridge in here. We could put, like, shelves and have, like, a pantry. And Brandon was like, we need to spend less time in this bedroom. Like, I did math the other day, and I spend, like, 12 hours a day in this bed. And I was like, that's probably just get a better one, huh?
Amazing.
Like, we should just invest in a better bed. I don't understand what the problem is.
I am definitely a bed girly, and I was just telling Lee, like, last night, I want to get special, like, recliners for everybody in the family. Just get rid of the couches, and we each have our recliner. It'll suck for anybody who comes to visit, but I just want to have, like, the comfiest recliner just for me, and, like, my favorite blanket, and, like, a little cubby where I keep all my shit.
Have nice
and
shit.
And it's just my little area.
I think you're traumatized from having kids.
I know. Lee was like, yeah, so the kids could just steal it because you have all the best stuff, and they want your seat, and I'm like, you're fucking right.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna do that for myself someday.
Or they're going to be like, wow, that looks comfy. I'm just going to get on top of you instead of using my own recliner.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. That's what will happen. Mm-hmm. And that is the reason I am crazy this week. My youngest just living on top of me all day long.
Oh, gosh. Is that your goddamn?
No.
No.
It should be, though. Actually, no, it shouldn't. My goddamn is pretty great.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
You want to hear
it? Yeah.
The other night, Lee and I were sitting down at the end of the night. We've had some chaotic fucking nights. It's been hard for us to even sit down and watch a show at the end of the night, which is literally our one little, not even full hour that we get together.
Yeah.
If you're a parent, you fucking know.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting down at the end of the night, and anytime we watch these shows, it's around bedtime, so there's a lot of, like, pausing. Like, I have to run to the restroom. I'll check on the kids and put them down. Let's grab a snack. Okay, start it. And then you get, like, another 10 minutes. And then you have to pause it to go help somebody wipe their butt or something. You know, like, it's very – we have shows that we watch on the in-between times of, like, you know, mindless shit that you can pause a lot. And then the show that's, like,
intense.
Wow, it takes a lot of your brain power. Yeah. It
takes after bedtime
shows. So we're watching the, like, easy-peasy brain power one, right? And this was on Sunday night. And we had a Patreon that we had recorded and published. But – for some reason, I edited this video and all this shit, and then I went to go publish it, and I don't know, I just checked the end of it on a whim, and the audio was off, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I did or what was going on, but on the import process, the file got jacked. The end of the story is the file got jacked. So it was, like, late in the night, and I'm still trying to load this and see what's going on.
Oh, God, that sucks.
I know, and I was going between all these different computers, and in the end, I was like, okay, I'm going to come out to the shed computer because that's what we originally recorded on. I know the files aren't corrupt there. I'll just edit it there. And so I had done that, but it takes 500 years to export from the shed. So I was running out in the middle of our show. I was like, I'm going to go check on the kids and then I'll be back. And then, and I said, I have to check on the podcast too, like check on the kid and the podcast. And I checked on it on my computer in my room and it wasn't, it was all fucked up. And I was like, I'm just going to run out to the shed real quick. So I run out to the shed. I'm doing my fucking shit. And then I get back out. And I go to open the slider, the back door, and it's locked. Fucking homie locked me out. He didn't know I was outside. And I was like, this motherfucker, right? And yeah. We're in the middle of a show. Like, it's paused. He's waiting for me.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's been, like, maybe 5 minutes. So, like, that's a long time to check on the kid. He's got to notice I'm missing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm banging on the door. And the fucking dogs aren't even barking. They're just looking at me like, what? And I'm like, go get your dad. Like, and I'm like yelling, Lee. And like trying to jump around the kitchen window.
Oh, no.
You can see into the living room from there. It doesn't see me. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go around to the front and let myself in the front door. We have gates, right? Well, this fucking gate has been fine this whole time. But all of a sudden, this is the same gate that caused the hole inside of my fucking room.
Yeah.
When Lee's dad fixed it. Which, by the way, I still have that hole. And that gate is still fucking wobbly as fuck. So.
Great.
I know. And it has a latch around the front. So you have to, like, reach over the gate to open it. Which, yeah. I don't know why. And, yeah. You know, normal people have a string or a wire. But we don't have that shit. And so I'm reaching over, trying to get it, standing on my tippy toes. It's dark and rainy outside.
Oh, God.
Because we had fucking weather here. I was, like, scratching my arm up, trying to get it, trying to... And it's, you have to wiggle it, like, lift it up and push out. And I was trying everything, and I could not get this thing open. And my kids are asleep along that same wall, and I'm fucking rattling this thing. And I'm like, I'm about to wake up these fucking kids. And at this point, I'm getting pissed.
Yeah. Because
I just want to be inside.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to watch my show. What the fuck? How is my
done
husband?
Out here?
And now I'm sitting here and I'm like, that motherfucker, I bet he's just sitting on his phone, TikToking away, has no idea, no sense of time.
Yeah.
No, like, where's Stacy? None of that shit. And I'm out here in the fucking rain. And then finally, I went back to the door and I was kind of like, I had a moment of panic when I couldn't get that door open. Of like, I don't know why. I was in my own backyard. I was safe. I was fine. But I also was like, I don't have any other ideas after this. Like,
I'm unsafe.
I gotta go around that other door. That's gonna be so much goddamn work.
Yeah.
Should I jump the fence? Yeah. So
you can't jump that fence.
I know. So I just
you didn't even have your flip-flops on.
Honestly, I didn't. So I just went to the back door again and I was just standing there for a second thinking, like, what am I gonna do? Just start banging and screaming until he hears me. And Lee happened to just poke his head around, like, where the fuck is Stacy? That was the look on his face, and he saw me and he just started laughing so fucking hard. It was like we were crying laughing, and I was laughing, but also like, what the fuck?
Like, I'd like to come in now.
That took you far too long to notice I was missing.
Yeah.
Somebody could have taken me by now. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Also, don't go locking doors when you don't have eyes on me.
Honestly. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And like cracking up. But anyway, I was like, well, I have my goddamn, I got locked out of my own goddamn house.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
And it was like during a week of like, I'm just fucking over
like,
everything.
I just want to be fucking sitting down.
Yeah.
Instead, yeah. I'm outside in the cold.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Of course.
You know?
Oh, man. That's so funny.
Anyway.
Poor guy.
I made it back in.
Yeah. Thank God.
It was much more dramatic in my head, too, because I was high.
I'm going to have to survive out here.
Oh, no. Never going to make it. It's so
I'll
cold.
Drink hose water.
The rest of my weed's in the house.
Oh, no. That's the worst part.
What will I do? Just kidding. I didn't have my phone either. Like, I had just run out really quick.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you can't even call him.
I could have lived in the shed for a while. What's your goddamn?
My goddamn is actually kind of the same thing that it's been for the last, like, I don't know, 47 years now, it feels like.
Yeah.
Is that all of baseball has started.
Oh, my
right?
God, it has.
Girl, Jesus.
I know.
We have practice twice a week.
I know.
Games two times a week.
I
so
know.
That's four nights a week. I don't know if you guys are counting. And mm-hmm. then we have another for the fucking little girl who's doing a sport, too. So that's five nights a week.
I'm in your same world. I lost my shit yesterday about it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but it's so fucking much. And then Brandon and I do this thing to each other where we're like, we both want to make as many of the things as we can because they're doing this thing. And you want to see your kid and you want to do all the things.
Yeah, cheer them on.
Mm-hmm. But that means that we like both go to it.
You have to divide and conquer.
We have to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And I think tonight is like the first night that we're going to be dividing and conquering. Yeah. But I feel bad because I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss his little hitting clinic. And like,
I've already divided and conquered. And my oldest has already said certain things like, well, you don't come to every game. And I'm like, oh, no, I come to every game. I don't come to every practice. And then he's like, oh, like trying to catch me, like, you didn't come to this game. And I'm like, babe, I've literally made every game and every practice of your life up until the last, like, 3 months.
Yeah. Because it's, you don't need to be there.
Oh, my God. No, there's literally no point in us being there. Yeah. And then
to wrangle you're just the other
freezing
kid?
Your ass off. Yeah. I can't imagine living in any other state and having a fucking kid who plays sports.
No.
And you gotta, like, baseball, too? Oh, my God. I was reading the schedule, and it was like, okay, the game's from 4:30 to 7. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then the coach wants us there at 4 for warm-up. I'm like, that's 3 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Like you said, 4 fucking times a day, and I'm already having a nervous breakdown. No, thank you.
No.
Actually, my son's team is having a scrimmage today, and it was like a last second. They threw it on the calendar, and I'm like, no, you don't get all of my days. And everybody literally on there is like, my kid will make it. They're so excited, because that's how it is in sports. It's like you show up for the team, and I'm like, I'm the worst mom to.
Oh, my God.
I just don't care. I have tickets to go see the Aztecs play basketball. I'm going to do that with my family instead.
Yeah.
Season tickets. Yeah. Bitch, like, I fucking planned this.
You can't have this.
Before my children were born, we've had these tickets.
This is the season before kids?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to fucking give it up the last game to come to your fucking scrimmage that you threw on the count, which nobody is pressuring us. I am just annoyed.
Yeah.
That, like, well, it's so intense.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we love it. And I'm like, you are not
my people.
No. And I'm not theirs, which is okay, but
actually,
I'm trying.
I found one person who, one other mom who is my people on our team.
Yeah.
Because it was like 10 minutes over. Practice had gone like 10 minutes over.
And that's
the worst.
I looked
at her and she had a baby that was like crying or like just getting fussy or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wonder if any of them out there have a
watch,
or a phone on.
Like, can see
what time
the sun setting, and we don't have fucking lights. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. What's your plan, bud?
And she kind of like blew up a little bit. Like, I don't know, but I'm hoping so because I got a kid that's melting down. Like, I'm on a time limit, and I was like, oh, I like you.
Yeah, I know. I've tried it a couple times with some of the ladies. I mean, we haven't really had a game or anything. They keep getting rained out, so I don't know them all that well. But I haven't found my people yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Seems like everybody's pretty into it. And I'm like, maybe I will be. Like, this is our first year of caps and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like a step up. People are really fucking into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it's the parents that want it more than the kids.
They absolutely do. Yeah.
There are some kids out there. Oh, my God.
We got a ringer on our team.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't show up for tryouts or whatever, like assessments. And so they just put him on a team. And since he didn't get assessed, he didn't move up to the higher level. Like, he should be on the higher level.
Yeah.
And Brandon's, like, coaching or helping a coach or whatever. And he's like, this kid's throwing fucking heaters. Like,
that's
he can
awesome.
Pitch.
Hell yeah.
And they're all strikes. I'm like,
yes.
I love that. But also, none of our kids can catch it.
Oh,
none
yeah.
of our kids can
yeah.
catch the balls he throws. He's throwing, like, fucking
we have a
first
kid,
base.
We have a kid on our team, too. And all the little boys, whenever they get paired up with him, they're like, he throws too hard.
Yeah,
and it cracks
right?
me up.
It's cool.
It
it's cool. It's cool to see them all get better and everything. But Jesus Christ, the amount of time that youth sports takes up and money
is insane.
Just
insane. It's insane. But you can definitely tell the kids who want to be out there versus the kids who are just like, I'll try it.
Yeah, like forced or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's talk about murder.
Yeah, you want to hear about some murds?
Fuck yeah. Want to hear about some murds?
Murds. Today, I'm going to tell you about James Craig Collar.
Is it murds and the birds?
Murds and the birds.
Burbs. Murds and the burbs.
Murds and the burbs.
That should be the name of a podcast.
Okay, someone start one. Murds
and the
burbs.
Murds and the burbs. You're welcome for the awesome name.
Okay.
Yes.
So, James Craig Collar,
ooh.
He went by his middle name, Craig.
Interesting.
Which was spelled with a K. So was Collar.
Whoa. Whoa, yeah. too many Ks.
It's a lot
more.
Of Ks. It's a lot of Ks.
One more and we're in trouble.
One more and we're in trouble. So, he was born on January 15th, 1963.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Capricorn.
Okay.
Which, according to Google...
means he likes pepper. I don't know. Just
the peppercorns?
Yeah.
Well, according to Google, it means that he's an overachiever. He's persistent, practical, and sensitive.
Oh, my God. Persistent, practical, and sensitive mm-hmm. overachiever. That
mm-hmm.
sounds...
Are you a Capricorn?
No.
Sounds like me. I'm so persistent. It's not us.
Yeah, no.
Well, I only tell you that because that's all of the information that I have on the before times is
okay.
his star sign. So,
yeah.
like, figure it out, guys.
Maybe he's going to be very persistent.
He will definitely be an overachiever.
Okay.
So, cut to 2009.
Bomb, bomb.
Enter the third K.
No.
Karen.
No, not the Karen. That's never a good K.
It's never a good K. So Craig is 46 years old at this point, and he is married to Karen, who is 44 years old. Okay? He is the director of the Public Utilities Water and Power Department.
Oh, the director.
No
just
big
controls
deal.
All the water in town.
No big fucking deal.
And utilities.
He is the head guy in Water and Power. Wow. I don't know if anyone here has seen Tank Girl, but that's a pretty impressive
fucking...
That's okay. It's a very obscure movie from the 80s. Okay. No one's seen it. Okay. I made Brandon watch it last night, though, so it's on my mind. He was like, that's interesting.
That was great.
Okay, can I do something else now?
Can you let me go?
Please help. And then Karen is a personal trainer.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Together, they have two daughters, Emily, who is 18, and Lauren, who is 16, and Sean, who is 10.
All right. They so live two in... daughters and a son.
Yeah, I should have said that.
That's okay.
Listen, hastily written.
We're here.
Per usual. They live in Burlingame, Kansas. And Craig took a job as the director of water and light in Columbia, Missouri.
Stop it with these titles.
Listen,
he's a very important person. I am the director of water and light.
Mm-hmm.
Forever in your peace.
In Columbia, Missouri, okay?
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why I put this here.
Is it very close to Burlingame, Kansas?
3 hours away.
Wow.
So the plan was, because we're in 2009, right?
Yeah.
Or 2008-9 slash time frame.
Okay.
So he ended up leaving his job that he had, and he got another job as a director of water and light in Columbia, Missouri. And then the plan was that he was going to move out to Columbia, Missouri, which he did do, and then Karen and the kids were going to follow in the fall.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Sure. So, foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. Not all is well in the Collar household.
Okay.
Karen and Craig's relationship had deteriorated, and Craig was, allegedly, often physically, mentally, and verbally abusive to Karen.
That's not a pleasurable spouse.
No, it's not great. Mm-mm. So, for example, if he didn't get his way, he would blow up yelling, screaming, like shoving matches.
Bitch.
He was a little bitch.
Okay.
And he'd get into shoving matches, it would become physical with Karen.
Oh, my God.
So Karen kind of learned how to not upset him throughout the marriage.
Right. Like, not let it escalate.
Yeah, not let it escalate. So if money's tight, she doesn't tell him how much she would spend on groceries just to not have that argument.
Ugh,
right?
That sounds miserable.
If he wanted to bone and she didn't want to, she would just bone. Because if she didn't, then he would sometimes become forceful and force himself upon her.
Oh, my God. That sounds like my nightmare.
Yeah. And so she realized she wouldn't.
She's like, this could be less traumatic for me if I just go along with my captor.
I was going to say she realized that she wouldn't be raped
if
she gave in, but I feel like that's still technically rape.
Yeah.
If just because you're
feels very rapey.
Acquiescing to it. Yeah. It's still real rapey. Yeah. Real rapey. Uh-uh. So kind of a little piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
So the relationship had gotten bad to the point where Karen was confiding in a woman that she met at work who was named Sunny Reese.
Okay.
Okay, Karen and Sunny became friends, and she told Sunny all about the abuse and all that kind of stuff. And then at this point, it's December 2008, and Karen and Craig go to a New Year's party where Sunny is in attendance.
Okay, so it's a work party.
I think it was more like they worked together, but they were also friends.
Oh, okay.
But it could have been a work party. Gotcha. I don't actually know.
All right.
Either way, Sunny and Karen ended up kissing that night.
Ooh! Little fire.
I just kissed a girl and I liked it.
It tasted like cherry chapstick.
Mm-hmm. And Craig witnessed it.
Oh.
But apparently he wasn't too upset about this kiss because, like every man ever, he was like, I'm a fucking get in on that action. I could turn this into a threesome, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Rapey Craig, go mm-hmm. for it, my mm-hmm. friend. I'm sure everybody's going to be like, yes.
I'm such a fucking desirable man.
Whenever I hear this, I, like, want to see the picture of the person, too.
Yeah. He's I don't really know how to explain him. He had a lot of hair.
Okay. Hairy man.
Not like a hairy man, but, like, a lot of hair on top of his head. Like a helmet head of hair kind of situation. It was black hair with... He was an average-looking dude. I don't know.
Okay. Like, not a dude that was going to score a threesome out of nowhere. Like, you're going to have to procure that, my friend.
Maybe he could have scored a freesome because of his status, like his job or something. Like, bitch, I am
director
a city council person.
Light?
Yeah. I direct the light, water, and power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you...
Do you want...
Care to hop on? I don't know. I don't know how they normally proposition women. But Karen and Sunny were both like, ew.
Yeah, this was, we just kissed a girl and liked it.
Yeah, gross. Get the fuck away from us. But, unbeknownst to Craig, they started a relationship.
In secret.
Oh, shit. Little secret. But it's not real, honestly, real big secret because he saw them kiss. Right. But it's also a secret because it became a relationship.
I mean, I could see the appeal for her, though, to be like,
oh, my God, someone who's going to care about me?
Yeah, like every night I have to, like, basically
put up with this.
Talk myself into being raped.
Yeah, which seems horrible.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah. So after another physical argument with Craig in January of 2009, Karen filed for divorce. And she told him she's got a relationship with Sonny now.
Okay, I'm into chicks.
Mm-hmm. She's like, sorry about it. I am now.
So now he's going to have a hatred for women.
Oh, you think? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird foreshadowing.
I'm guessing.
It's almost like you've seen stories like this before.
It's almost like I've read about murder before.
Mm-hmm. Once or twice.
Yes.
Or 287 thrice. Times.
On a fortnight.
So Karen also petitioned for an order of protection against her husband in March of 2009.
Okay.
After a domestic violence incident.
Was this after she was like, later loser?
Mm-hmm.
And this is,
yeah. Yeah. She was like, we're getting divorced. I'm no longer into you or your kind. Mm-hmm. I am going to embrace this relationship with a woman.
Right.
And he didn't like that, obviously. So
he's like, no, stay with me.
I don't know what actually led to the argument, mm-hmm. but in the petition for the order of protection, she stated, quote, I'm afraid it will escalate so far that someone is going to be seriously hurt.
Mm. She's like, me, that I might.
I'm going to be someone right
this
here
gal
is here. Going to be hurt. Seriously. So Craig was arrested for these claims of assault and charged with third degree assault.
Okay.
Thing is, he was arrested during a city council meeting.
What?
Because he held public office as the fucking director of water and power or whatever.
And light. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of the director. He directs everything. And he was during a fucking meeting. So I guess the public is there. He's sitting on the thing.
And they were like, come with us.
Yeah. And they arrested him. So.
Oh, scandalous that they did it that way. They did him dirty.
They really did do him dirty. Which also, if you're going to be an abuser and all that.
Sure.
Maybe just don't do that.
Right. You know? Right, right,
and then
you
won't be arrested in public.
Yeah.
But
I'm here for it and I'm eating my popcorn. And thank you for doing it during work hours.
100%. So it was super public.
Right.
He's not happy about that. Now, Craig is.
Damn it. Now everybody knows I hit people. Women.
Everybody knows that I'm an asshole.
Yeah. Damn it.
They don't just guess. So he's losing his mind, right? Yeah. I guess he bailed out of jail for the battery charges, but apparently he was so distraught that he couldn't keep his shit together at work anymore.
Okay.
He ended up losing his job, and he had to move back to his parents' house near Topeka, Kansas, in, like, September-ish.
Ooh, that's not a good place for him to be. Because now he's going to, like, really be pissed.
He's only 40 minutes away from, like, Karen, or, like, 30 to 40 minutes from where she's at.
And I'm sure he blames her for all of this in some way, shape, or form.
Of course.
Right.
So everything is kind of status quo for a while until November of 2009.
Okay.
Sean, the boy, the 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Had gone to spend some time or have Thanksgiving and all that with Craig at Craig's parents' ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen and the girls went to Karen's parents for Thanksgiving.
That's kind of hard that the kids get separated at Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they got separated or...
Maybe they chose to.
If Sean, wanted to go with his dad. But the girls were 16 and 18. So
they get to call the shots.
Yeah. I mean, you're an adult now. If they don't want to spend time with dad or whatever, like, I wouldn't force them at that age.
That's
kind of a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if said dad was abusing me, you know, mm-mm. Not doing that.
Yeah, hard pass.
And then it was tradition that the family would always spend the weekend after Thanksgiving at Karen's grandma's house, Dorothy White.
Okay.
Okay. So Sean called to ask if he could stay at his dad's for a couple more days instead. And Karen was like, no.
It's tradition.
It's as is tradition. You have to come to Grandma Dorothy's house or whatever they called her.
I don't know how many of these we get with her.
She's 89 years old.
Right?
Like, let's go to this
one. We got a couple more years maybe, my friend.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. So Craig's mom waited until Craig was out running errands, and then she brought Sean to meet with Karen so that he could go to the grandma's house, right? Well, his great-grandma's house.
Yeah.
And then Karen and the three kids went to visit Dorothy White, who, as I said, is Karen's 89-year-old grandma. And then at about 6 p.m., while they were at Dorothy's house, Karen and Sean had found a bunch of old coins at Dorothy's house.
Oh, exciting.
And so they decided to clean them in the kitchen sink. Okay.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Fun pastime.
Fun pastime. Maybe they had just learned that Coke cleans pennies, you know? Yeah. I don't know what they were doing.
We got some CLR back here.
They're probably bored as shit at an 89-year-old woman's house.
But like, you either got the stuck bowl of ribbon candy yeah. or clean some pennies.
What do you want to do?
I'll clean the pennies for 100 bob.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, I guess I'll try and get some rust off shit. I don't know. Whatever, right?
Oh, God.
So that's what they were doing. And while they were standing side by side at the kitchen sink, Craig came in the front door.
Nope. Don't like this unannounced visit.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it was unlocked or if he broke in.
Did somebody say fire?
Yeah, had to kick the door down or something. I don't know what it was, but the alarm for the house was on because Grandma Dorothy over here
wasn't fucking around, huh?
She had life alert. She was like,
oh, listen. Hell yeah.
I'm old.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. So yeah. She had an alarm system in her house. They could call the fucking 911 and it had like speakers and shit throughout the house.
Oh, fuck. Right? Yeah. Okay.
So him entering the house triggers this call to the security company, right?
Good.
And Craig immediately went to the kitchen and shot Karen.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sean ducked down.
Oh, my God. He's right next to his mommy. How right could you next do that?
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Sean ducked down, I think, like, behind the kitchen island, if there was an island or something. But he kind of fucking hit the deck, right? And then when Craig came around to get closer to Karen to shoot her again.
Oh, my God.
Sean ran around the other side of the kitchen and ran out the back door.
Oh, my God. Run, baby, okay? Run.
He said his first thought was that he needed a phone to call for help. Uh-huh. So he went around to the front of the house and opened the door to go back inside to get a phone.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But when he opened the door, he saw his dad walk by. And so he fucking closed the door and ran to the neighbor's house. Yeah. Right?
Were the neighbors far away or something?
No. It was like a regular street.
Oh, okay.
He went to the neighbor's house and no one answered the door.
Oh, my God. No.
So then he went to the other neighbor's house. And they answered, and they called 911 for him. He said, there's been a shooting. My dad shot my mom at Dorothy White's house.
Right. That's so scary. Good job for him. What a little hero.
Oh, my God, right? He's 10.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Horrifying. Meanwhile, okay, so that happened. Meanwhile, right before all of this went down, the cops were called on a suspicious vehicle. It was a red Ford Explorer, I guess. Fucking acting suspiciously.
What's this red Ford Explorer doing?
I don't like what he's doing here.
He's exploring, goddammit.
They said it was a loud vehicle that drove up fast and parked on the side of the road. And then they got out of their car and walked down the road or something. And so they called and they're like, this is suspicious.
Oh, my God. This is us. Like, looking out the window of our house. Like,
except I wouldn't call it. No, like, what do you think he's doing?
No, for sure. But we're just watching.
Yeah. But it was a couple, though. And so they're like, oh, see this fucking red Ford Explorer is being all suspicious. And 911 was like, I don't know, keep an eye on him.
Yeah, like let me know if he does anything with that suspicion.
Yeah. And then they said that a person came back to the vehicle with something and put something in the back seat. And the couple, the dude, yelled out like, hey, stop right there or whatever. Yeah. Right. And the guy looked at him and was like, well, fuck off. Put the thing in the back seat and took off. Right.
OK.
So
that sounds like a good way to get yourself shot, too.
Yeah,
so hey, I saw you committing that crime. But I'm not even sure if you actually committed or not.
You don't even know what it is. It's a suspicious vehicle. What are you doing driving on my street? Yeah. What do you fucking mean? I'm allowed to. Like, all right. But either way.
Yeah.
This call comes in for the suspicious vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. And the cop responding to this suspicious vehicle call was Deputy Sheriff Nathan Perling.
All right. What's up, Nathan?
Mm-hmm. And while Nathan was en route, he overheard on the radio a call about a shooting at that same address that he's going to for this suspicious vehicle.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'll bet those two things are linked.
Yeah, I bet that guy was pretty suspicious.
Mm-hmm. He must have been acting super suspicious.
Right.
So he arrived on scene. The Ford Explorer is gone.
Okay.
And since it was a shooting, he kind of posted up outside in the front area, front yard. Yeah, and then didn't see any movement or anything. So then he went up to the porch, and from the porch, he could see inside Dorothy White was in a recliner.
Not the grandma.
Clinging to life, nursing a gunshot wound to her abdomen.
Oh, my God. Fucking grandma?
Dorothy's a badass.
Yeah, she's just holding her guts in.
Like, I imagine smoking a cigarette in the other hand. Yeah. Like, yeah. This one got me. I don't know. You know?
He got me, Butch. Oh no, Dorothy.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if he took out the 89-year-old grandma, I'm going to be so pissed. Does she not make it?
She does not.
They can't survive hip falls. Like,
no, they're so brittle.
Oh man.
So then Nathan went to the rest of the house and he saw Karen on the floor in the dining room.
Mm.
He
in
went
the dining room?
She was in the dining room. So she was shot twice. I think she had crawled away. She was still alive.
Oh my God. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Please live. Please live.
He went to check for a pulse, but he heard someone yelling upstairs. So
oh no.
He went upstairs and he found 16-year-old Lauren. She was still conscious and able to talk. She told the deputy that her dad had shot them.
Was she shot, too?
Uh-huh.
He shot his baby?
She was shot twice. They were all shot twice except for Dorothy, who was shot once. Just a spoiler of fucking recap because I probably don't summarize this well.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So she was shot twice, and she's still clinging to life. And she tells Deputy Perling, "Don't let me die. I don't want to die."
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
I hate it.
What? How would you be able to shoot your own children? I still never will understand.
So Deputy Nathan comforted her and then searched the rest of the house, finding Emily dead in the living room.
Mm.
Emily was the only one who died in the house.
Oh, my God.
He had also found 223 casings inside the home, which come from a rifle.
Okay.
So he obviously called for hella backup, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, there has been an event. We need all of ambulance. The medical attention you can get,
yeah.
Right? And when medics arrived, one testified that Dorothy had told him that Craig had come in and just started shooting.
Oh, my God. And he's just mad that his son is there?
I don't even know if he's mad that his son is there.
Like, what is he mad about?
Being left for a woman.
That is the reason that he murders his entire fucking family?
Yeah, being left.
Like, Jesus.
Do you
have an ego?
Do you?
I mean, it sounds pretty fucking big. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was all tied to because
he
had to stay at his house and his mom made him go.
Maybe that was a trigger to
but
it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but the whole defense and all of this and everything is tied to like, listen, he snapped because
how unnecessary.
She left him for a woman, so. You know how men are so emotional.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. What's fucking wrong with people?
Keep in mind, this entire shooting and when the deputy responds and talks to Lauren is all audio recorded on the Life Alert house alarm, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they played that for the jury. You can hear the deputy talking to Lauren. You can hear Lauren saying that her dad had shot them.
Oh, my God. Can you hear the actual shooting?
You can hear the actual shootings.
Oh.
And you kind of realize that he had to chase his daughters through the home because they knew what was happening after.
So they were trying to run away?
Karen. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was upstairs.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That is psycho. So what happens? He gets arrested?
So, I'll tell you. Yeah. I'm like, isn't that crazy?
That's the end of my story. I know. I'm just like, I don't think I have any more questions other than like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So Emily was pronounced dead in the home.
Mm.
Karen, Dorothy, and Lauren were transported to the hospital where they all eventually passed away.
That's so sad.
Dorothy was the last one to die 6 days after the shooting.
Oh, my God. She survived for 6 days?
6 days.
Holy shit. And Sean survived everything.
And Sean got away. We don't know why he left Sean unharmed or
if
he noticed.
I'm sure because it was like a favoritism thing.
It could have been.
It sounds like Sean was with him the weekend before, spent Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But he might have just
not
noticed. Like, you're going for Karen. Sean leaves the house and you're like, I'll get the rest of them. You know?
I don't know. He was standing right next to her.
I don't know.
I bet his dad spared him.
It happens fast. Maybe.
Yeah,
but his dad also might have spared him. Maybe because he's a man. I don't know.
That's pretty fucked up.
I don't know. Maybe
so
it's
bad
some
for Sean.
Weird, deep-seated, sexist, misogynistic thing.
It sounds like it. Maybe I'm placing my own.
It could projection. Be that, too. I've got a lot. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. Be better.
I don't plan on it. Sounds hard.
So, obviously, the police set up a bolo for the Red Ford Explorer, and they get a hit that the vehicle had been abandoned on the side of the road somewhere.
Okay.
So, they set up a 2-mile perimeter around the vehicle, and they searched for Craig for about 7.5 hours.
My God.
They
think he can't get further than 2 miles?
Not in 7.5 hours.
I guess. Shit.
You could walk that.
You could hitchhike. I was like, thumb hike. What's the thing with a thumb?
You could just run.
Yeah.
Like you 20 could. Minutes, you'd be out of there.
Out of that 2 mile radius. Yeah, it is about 20 minutes, huh?
I mean, if you run.
9 minute mile.
Yeah. So they used helicopters, patrol cars, and men, and canine units. Unsuccessful. Did yeah. not find him. Inside the abandoned vehicle, they found a box for a .223 caliber Mac 90 rifle.
How convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Our weapon.
Additional rifle clips, a hiking backpack with soap, lotion, hand towels, toilet paper, cotton balls, beef jerky, and trail mix.
That's weird.
And a large amount of canned goods.
So he was going to bug out somewhere?
Sounds like he was trying to survive somewhere, but then I don't know why you abandoned.
Is this like a premeditation sign?
Feels like it.
That's weird.
I don't know why you abandon the plan so quickly. Maybe because they were looking for the car.
But, like, take your shit out of the car. Take your backpack, my friend.
It's just a backpack.
Yeah.
Like, you could just put it on. I don't know. It wasn't until the next morning, Deputy Ed Nelson was working the beat in that area, but he hadn't been part of the search the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And a random car stopped him and was like, hey, did you guys ever find that guy you were looking for last night, like, during the searches or whatever?
Weird.
Because there's a dude just, like, walking in that ditch back there looking pretty fucking shady.
I think I found him on accident.
It might be him.
2 mile radius search, intensive search, did no good. I found him in a ditch over here.
I found him. He's just walking. Just walking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Ed was like, I'll go fucking check it out. Right?
Yeah.
So Ed went to check it out, and he immediately found the man, who he said looked cold and tired. Oh. And when he approached him, the guy said, I'm the guy you're looking for.
Okay, easy.
He's like, cool, what are we looking for you for?
Or whatever. Could you fill me in on why I'm looking for you?
Why? So
I am.
Ed was like, all right, cool, let's get you in cuffs, my friend, or whatever they say, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what they say.
Hey, could I have you go ahead and turn around? And Craig gave himself up willingly. He told the deputy every time.
I like it.
It's like really I want to say detective.
So it's hard for me to laugh.
He told the deputy that he was carrying a hunting knife and a revolver.
Okay, he's like, just so you're aware.
I am armed.
I'm
no longer dangerous.
Packing.
Mm-hmm. And
no longer dangerous. I'm too cold and tired to be dangerous.
I just want a good night's rest. So the cop also found hundreds of dollars in cash on him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Pliers, gloves, a flashlight, and a mesh hunting bag.
That's weird.
So obviously he's arrested.
Yeah.
And he was charged with capital murder.
Okay, good.
Which comes with the death penalty.
Good.
And 3 counts of first degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder. I'm assuming Sean.
Yeah. Wait.
No. I fucking did this shit last night and I was so confused. I think it's 1 count of capital murder, 3 counts of first degree murder, and then 1 of attempted murder.
Okay.
And then aggravated battery.
That there it is. More like it. I was like, wait, questions.
I know. I did the same thing. And I think I did it last night and then came up with the answer. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then now reading it again, I'm like, that's not enough.
that doesn't add up. There's one more victim.
And the aggravated battery is from when he broke into the house.
That is very aggravating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
battery.
Mm-hmm. His son was 12 at the time of the trial in 2009, and he testified against Craig, but he asked that they not give him the death penalty, saying, please don't take my whole family away.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
Ooh.
Wow. I feel so bad for that little boy.
Oh, my God. Can you fucking imagine?
He's 12-year-old up on the stand.
How
a rough
sad
life.
How is that?
Yeah. That's awful.
It breaks my heart.
So they nuked him, right? No, I'm just kidding.
So during the trial.
Terrible joke.
Just a capital punishment joke.
Yeah, you know, very lighthearted.
So during the trial, Karen's sister testified and said something along the lines of, like, after he's sentenced, I'm going to go outside and enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig was making little sarcastic comments to his lawyer, I guess, like, throughout her entire testimony, saying things like, oh, it's a nice sunny day outside because it's sunny.
Oh, the I was woman. Like, I don't get it.
Is it just really rainy inside the jail? Now, the woman that his wife was having a relationship with was named Sunny.
Oh, my God. What a psycho.
Right? And Jesus also, Christ. Homie, like,
let it go.
Not endearing.
No.
You know? Yeah. It's so ugly to be so jealous and bitter. Like,
it really doesn't look good on you.
it really gives me the ick. Yeah. You know? Like, it's very, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, nobody thinks that's funny. You just look so bitter.
Yeah. I mean, he is.
Yeah.
It just shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a little bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're just going to be a little fucking bitch about it.
Check that box
and
again.
To still make pop shots after you annihilated almost your entire family.
Like no remorse.
Yeah. How? You're such a disgusting person.
How awful, though, that Karen had been living with somebody like that, you know? Right? And those girls, too, were raised by somebody like that.
It's so sad.
And Sean, not to forget Sean.
Yeah, of course.
He sounds like a pretty awesome kid after all.
He survived. He made it through all this.
Yeah.
He made some other comments about Sunny during the trial. Like, the last time I saw the girls was on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And he said, like, with Sunny.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'd be afraid to be Sunny in the story. Like, Jesus.
Oh, my God, right? Sunny testified against him as well.
Did she?
Yeah. Either way. He's just a bitter asshole, right? Mm-hmm. And the jury came back
with... A bitter bitch.
Bitter little bitch.
Yeah.
And the jury came back with a guilty verdict.
Good.
Which means the death penalty. And the judge was basically like, bro, do you have any fucking remorse for this kid? Or like, not remorse, but like sympathy for this kid?
Yeah, your own son?
No. To the jury. He said that to the jury. Like, you don't have sympathy for this child who doesn't want their dad to get the death penalty. You're giving him the death penalty. And the jury was like, fucking nail him.
Yeah, I would have probably been the same way.
I would have
too. The judge didn't care. Or the judge was, like, upset. Like, the judge was kind of upset.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I guess you could probably be, like, not guilty of capital murder. And then maybe it would have been a whole other trial. And then he would have been charged with first degree murder. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of what it could have been.
He could try to appeal.
Yeah, exactly. And don't worry, he does, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm so mean.
He was sentenced to death in 2011.
Okay.
In 2023, he filed a civil suit against Kansas to try and get his conviction and sentence overturned. But I don't believe that that has been concluded yet. I think they were having some preliminary hearings and stuff in, like, November of last year.
Yeah.
So maybe now it'll be coming to light again something.
I mean, he fucking murdered his entire goddamn family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm okay with the death penalty.
Yeah.
Although I do feel bad for the kid. But, like, what if his dad is, like, a negative influence on him? I don't know, but...
I mean, do they actually get executed when they have the death penalty in Kansas? You know, like, Texas is the one that really follows that shit through. I feel like every other state is like, you'll be on death row for 50 years until they die or whatever.
Yeah, I don't really know how Kansas feels about that.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't know.
That's fucked up.
Super fucked up.
Oh my God, I feel so bad for Sean.
Right?
Ugh. Oh. What an asshole though, man.
Yeah.
Just let people leave.
Just let people leave.
Take the rejection.
Yeah.
And do better.
Don't be a little bitch about it.
Or don't like those people because they don't like you.
Or be better and then they'll want to be with you and then you can be like, nah, you left me.
Don't be so rapey.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be so fucking rapey, and you'll get someone else. I don't know.
I have an idea. Just be a decent human being.
Yeah, maybe all those times when she said no, and you were like, fuck your feelings.
Yeah, you should have not said that.
You should have not done that, and then you wouldn't be in this position.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God, that's awful. Well, thanks for that horrifying story.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. At least, like, babies didn't die, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Someone's baby's dead.
Mm, oh, Dorothy.
That makes me so sad. Okay, so if you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. Join us on the Facebook group called the Goddamn Pod Group.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you should email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com if you have any case suggestions or if you just want to be like, what's up, ladies?
Or you could join our Patreon and hear all the cars that come through.
That's true. Join our Patreon. It's only a dollar. For as little as $1 every month, you get access to all of our back episodes and you get an extra episode every month. And by back episodes, I mean Patreon episodes.
Mm-hmm.
There's different tiers. You can get access to behind the scenes video footage. And like Aaron said, hear all the cars driving by or hear Stacey squirm because she really has to pee. And you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And I think it's been pretty dry there. So somebody mail Aaron something.
It has been pretty dry there.
I mean, like, you don't have to send anything fancy. Like a card. That'd be great.
You could send a postcard.
Oh my God, a postcard. We haven't had postcards in a while. Our whole wall is filled with postcards. It's been quiet. I think it's because we're not asking for it.
It could be that.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you guys so much.
Thanks for hanging out.
Bye.
Bye.